Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. Week 15 in Dallas, a completely different game from the first half to the second half for the Packers. Now, schematically, a lot of things repeated themselves from the first half to the second half, so let's take a closer look at how the Packers made it work the second time around. We'll start with the Packers' first possession of the game. Here's the inverted wishbone or full house backfield look. John Kuhn will get the block on the linebacker. TJ Lang and Andrew Corliss both pull into the hole. Now, this play almost breaks, but a couple of things go wrong. Kuhn can't quite hold the block long enough there, and Lacy just runs into the hip of Corliss, and what looks like a pretty good hole only goes for 5 yards. But the Packers come back to this look on the first play of the third quarter, and it breaks for a big one. The blocking assignments are a little different. Josh Sitton is going to open up the hole right here, so TJ Lang, instead of going all the way around the guard, will go between the guard and center and get the block on the linebacker in the hole. And what that does, with him taken care of, that allows John Kuhn to throw a great cut block on the safety, who will come down into the screen. And Lacy is off to the races with the help of James Jones' block along the left sideline for a 60-yard gain, and the Packers are on the comeback trail. Back to the Packers' first drive of the game, and the Cowboys will try a corner blitz with Orlando Scandrick. He will be unblocked off the edge. Now, Matt Flynn's hot read is Jordy Nelson, but this linebacker will drop into coverage quickly enough to take that away, and Flynn doesn't have enough time to go to his second read, which is James Jones. He gets sacked, and the Packers have to settle for a long field goal. Fast forward to the middle of the third quarter. It's a big 3rd and 8 for the Packers, and the Cowboys will try the corner blitz again with Scandrick, this time coming from Flynn's left side instead of from the right. The other big difference for the Cowboys is that instead of a linebacker, it'll be a defensive end dropping into coverage, but he's not fast enough to keep up with Andrew Corliss. Matt Flynn's hot read is open. He can get the ball out. Corliss has a 22-yard gain, and the Packers are on their way to another touchdown. So we've seen the full house backfield and the hot read against the corner blitz. One more pair of plays to show you, the wide receiver screen. Early second quarter, a 3rd down for the Packers near midfield, and Jordy Nelson will be the target on the wide receiver screen. It's set up pretty well, and you can see the blocking is there, here and here. Nelson will have some room to run, but the pass is too high, can't haul it in, and the Packers have to punt. Fast forward to early fourth quarter. This time it's Jarrett Boykin for the wide receiver screen, but he's all alone on the left side, so it'll be Evan Dietrich Smith, David Bakhtiari, and Andrew Corliss coming out as his screeners to block. It's not the cleanest execution of the blocking, but the throw is on target. Boykin is able to gain 10 yards, and 3 plays later, James Starks takes a middle screen, scores a touchdown, and the Packers are right on the Cowboys' heels. The first half and the second half were like 2 separate games for the Packers. Some very similar concepts schematically, but very different results. Hope you enjoyed that, folks. Thanks for watching. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. We'll see you next time.